Morning Watch. Laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 4. The all-inclusive Christ as the good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. Tuesday. Related verses. Deuteronomy 8, verse 7. For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. Psalm 36, verses 8 and 9. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Psalm 46, verse 4. There is a river whose streams gladden the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Deuteronomy 11, verses 11 and 12. But the land into which you are crossing over to possess is a land of mountains and valleys. By virtue of heaven's rain, it drinks in water. It is a land which Jehovah your God cares for. Always the eyes of Jehovah your God are upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. Genesis 2 verse 10. And a river went forth from Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four branches. Revelation 22 verse 1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. Related reading. The good land, the land of Canaan, is a full, complete, and consummate type of the all-inclusive Christ, who is the embodiment of the triune God, realized as the all-inclusive life-giving spirit, as the inheritance allotted to God's people for their enjoyment. The riches of the good land in Deuteronomy 8, verses 7 to 9, typify the unsearchable riches of Christ in different aspects, as the bountiful supply to his believers and his spirit. The water brooks, springs, and fountains signify Christ as the flowing spirit, and the valleys and mountains signify the different kinds of environments in which we may experience Christ as the flowing spirit. The redeeming God, sitting on the throne, dispenses himself into all his redeemed by means of the river proceeding out of the throne. This river is called a river of water of life. The river, typified by the rivers in Genesis 2 verses 10 to 14, Psalm 46 verse 4, and Ezekiel 47 verses 5 to 9, signifies the abundance of life in its flow. It is one river flowing to the four corners of the holy city, like the one river in Genesis 2 verses 10 to 14, which divided and became four branches. As indicated in John 7 verse 38, this one river with its riches becomes many rivers in our experience. The water of life is a symbol of God in Christ as the Spirit, flowing himself into his redeemed people to be their life and life supply. It is typified by the water that came out of the riven rock and is symbolized by the water that flowed out of the pierced side of the Lord Jesus. In Revelation 22, verse 1, the water of life becomes a river, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb to supply and saturate the entire New Jerusalem. Thus, the city is filled with the divine life, that it may express God in his glory of life. According to Genesis 2, verse 10, the one river that went out of Eden eventually became four branches reaching the four directions of the earth. There are many other references to this river in the Old Testament. In Ezekiel 47, the water that issued out from under the threshold of the house became enough water to swim in, a river that could not be crossed. Verse 9 of the same chapter says that everything shall live wherever the river comes. This river is also mentioned in the New Testament, speaking of the children of Israel and their wandering in the wilderness. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4 says, "All drink the same spiritual drink, for they drink of a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ." When the children of Israel murmured because of their thirst, God told Moses to strike the rock, and water would come out of it for the people to drink. Moses did so, and the Lord brought forth streams from the rock and made water run down like rivers. The water that came out of the smitten rock was a type of the life-giving Spirit. The Lord Jesus spoke of this Spirit in the Gospel of John. In John 4, verse 10, the Lord indicated to the Samaritan woman that he was the giver of living water. And in verse 14, he said, "The water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life." Moreover, in John 7, verses 37 and 38, we see that the one river becomes many rivers. The rivers of living water are the many flows of the different aspects of life, originating from the one unique river of water of life, which is God's Spirit of life.